KG4GXP, this is KC4AKN. I have you full flying, sir.
Appreciate that. I had to rewire Mike. I hadn't used this radio in over 12 years, and the cord done broke all the pieces, so I had to get me some more and fix it. I just want to make sure everything was still working.
Sounds lovely, sir. Can I ask what kind of radio it is?
Say again.
What type of radio it is?
Oh, it's a Yaesu 1500, FT-1500. I've been at it a while.
Well, that sounds like it's a nice rig.
Yeah, it was a mobile radio. I had taken it out of the truck and put it in the garage out there, and I guess the heat got to that little quarry, kid just all fell to pieces.
Yeah, he does that sometimes. My name is Chan, by the way, Charlie Hotel, Alpha November.
Yeah, my name is Joe Adams. I live in the big city of Union. I don't know if you've ever been there or not.
I don't think I have. I'm going
to be.
Think we doubled.
Again.
I'm sorry, I think we doubled on that last one.
I said I live in the big city of Union. I hope you don't hold that against me.
No, sir, I don't hold anything against anybody.
Roger that. I got to get out of here. KG4TXP clear.
Alright, nice to meet you, sir. KC4HAN monitoring. KC4THC, KC4HAN, are you on frequency, Nick?
8JN, KQ4QHB. Hey, Chandler, how you doing?
Alright, good afternoon.
It's turning out to be a quite good afternoon after all.
Did you get to take your family out to the lake like you were talking about this morning?
Unfortunately, I've been charging the batteries in the boat all day.
Always tomorrow and next weekend as well. So, it's not too late.
Yeah, no worries. We'll get out there sooner rather than later, I hope, and better safe than sorry.
Definitely. I'm about to go fishing, hopefully, here in a couple of hours. I'm waiting for it to get a little cooler, a little like more evening time. And then we're going to go try again and catch that. We're going to go try and catch some catfish and some bass.
Okay, no, I feel like it was rather cool this morning. I feel like that gets them going.
It does. Are you able to find me on QRZ?
Problem when I get to looking, but I haven't been by a computer all day.
Alright, that's fine. You'll get my address on there. If anything, if you feel like it's too far from me, just reach out to me on here, let me know. And this is me, buddy.
To the club meeting?
I do try and attend those sometimes. I can attend the August one.
People, I think, that might be interested in some hot sauce. I was thinking about just trying to attend that one and bringing a case with me and just pass them out, you know?
How many people asked you about the hot sauce after we got off the air?
Yeah, man, but I'm going to bring you some pods, too. I'll bring you some pepper pods.
Oh, that's going to be so good. Thank you very much.
Hey, they'll most likely be frozen, so make sure you bring a cooler. So far?
It's been alright. I took me a little bit of a nap, watched some movies. I'm about to go start me another movie before I get up and get ready to go fishing. Just letting the dog out right now to use the restroom, so I figured I'd hop on the radio and see who's out there. See if you're out there too. You think, what kind of bait would be good for catfish, that live bait?
Had any success? or really even much use out of live bait on catfish. So I couldn't even know where to start to tell you, except maybe something that crawls around on the bottom. I don't know if you could figure out a way to hook a snail or something.
Might work. That might work.
Fish or something like that, man, you probably catch all kinds of stuff if you figure out a way to hook a crawfish.
I guarantee we could. We're probably going to go get some more minnows if we didn't chase any from last night. And we're going to fish with those. Those things will... He told me those things are guaranteed to catch us something.
Minnows and herring, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they always seem to do a good job. I was out in the last boat with my daddy a couple of years ago. Early on Saturday morning, there were people fishing for a closed bass tournament, and we're just out there fishing the fish. Not necessarily to catch bass, but we was catching all the bass, and the tournament guys weren't catching anything. They were getting jealous. And we was catching them off of minnows.
I need to figure out on this boat here is how to get the live well working correctly.
What kind of boat do you got?
I think it's about 16 foot outboard. It's a Sea Pro.
I think you'll get it working. I don't know much about boats. I know my grandpa has a bear craft that he basically took a bear craft John boat and converted it to a bass boat. And that thing's about maybe 30 or 40 years old, and it's still going.
I want to say it's probably around 30 years old or so, and it's what they call a bay boat. So it's handy around Hartwell, but really I think it's more designed for, being in some salt water.
Well, at least you know it's not going to hit me rocks or nothing and get me holes in it.
Driving around and being the deep V of the group, you know?
That's not weird. That's not bad at all. My grandpa taught me that the best type of boat to get is aluminum because they will last a long time.
I'd agree with that as well. This is a fiberglass hull, and it's got a little spots where I probably need to patch it up.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it works, that's the most important thing. You put it out there and it doesn't sink, you got something good going.
Right now, I had another boat one time that I got it out and it wasn't running as good and had to get a tow back, and trust me, that is some dollars there.
Who had to tow you?
It was like $350 an hour.
Ooh, that's rough.
And then one time, let's see, I was out on the lake and I actually lost power still kind of in the area where the slip was, like right there. So I was able to flag down some guys on a wave runner and they towed me back.
That's good. Hopefully they didn't charge me no high price though.
No, they were all about it. They couldn't believe their wave runner could pull my boat.
Yeah.
Like, man, you got more horsepower than I do. What are you talking about?
Oh, man, sometimes it's just impressive to see what all these types of vehicles can do. You know, I've never pushed my truck to the limit like that, but I'm pretty sure if I wanted to, I could make my truck pull pretty much anything I needed it to.
It comes into play when it's time to stop.
Yeah, definitely pushes all that weight pushing on you. It makes it way harder to stop.
I haul a dump truck, but stopping it, that's going to be the problem.
That dump truck's going to stop you.
So I'm keeping on.
Well, my teacher said in school, you know, if you don't got brakes, you will eventually stop. It might hurt, but you will eventually stop.
I guess the real trick to that is stopping when you want to.
Yep.
If you don't want to, then that's the bummer.
It results in some damage.
I need to get off here. I've got a few things to do, and I'm going to hit the road. I got to head out towards Liberty here in a few minutes, so I'll be back mobile again in a little bit. It's good talking to you. KC4HANKQ4QHV, and I'll be clear on your final.
Good talking to you. I hope to catch you again next time. KC4HAN73, sir, and I'll talk to you again soon. I'll be monitoring.